Yeah.
Or a juva.
Always a good idea. Okay, so today we will be on page 256, Siman Sadi Vav. Siman Sadi Vav. Want to mention one thing. Yesterday we were talking about how you position your hands while you're davening Shemone Esrei, and we talked about things like that. We talked about looking up. We talked about how you put your hands or don't put your hands or things like that. There's an interesting Marsham. The Marsham discusses, again, when we're discussing about how you put your hands while you're davening Shemone Esrei. So the Marsham brings down about spreading your hands out, right? Like spreading your hands out during the Shemone Esrei. So he brings down a very interesting idea. So brings down some say that. The Zohar, in fact, says, should be porous your hands. You should spread out your hands. Then he brings down many poskim that you're not supposed to do that. Not supposed to do that. And gets into a very interesting discussion, which we have, I think, touched on before, about Chukas HaGoy. In other words, you see any of these revivals, and they're going like this, right? So that's the way that Goyim do it now. So obviously it gets into a whole discussion about Chukas HaGoy, but the bottom line is, he says, you shouldn't do that. And especially based upon what we discussed yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah about doing things that are attention attracting. They attract attention. So even though you might be able to do it because you want to get yourself into it, but again, we saw yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't do it if you're davening b'tzibur, because it's distracting to others, even though we'll see today people should be focused on their davening, but still, that's the way it is. Tzai Vav, they're also a very interesting idea. The Machaber says in the first Aleph, Kishuv Mispal, when a person is davening, lo yachaz biyado tefillin, you shouldn't hold in your hand tefillin. Now we're not talking about wearing them, we're talking about holding them in your hand. Volo sefer misifrei kodesh, and you shouldn't even hold a sefer, even one of ours, in your hand. Also, v'lo karo maleya, also not a bowl or a plate that has something on it. V'lo sakin, and not a knife. Okay, think, what the common denominator between all these things are. Umaos, you shouldn't be holding money in your hand. V'kikar, or a loaf of bread, or any type of bread. Why? Here's the answer. Hopefully you've gotten it so far. Mimnei shelibo aleihem shelo yipalo, because you're thinking, you're to one degree or another, that these things should not fall. V'yitareid, and it will mess up your davening, because you're on one level or another thinking about these things which are in your hand. V'tispatel kavanaso, and your kavana will not be what it should be. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains that when we talk about you shouldn't be holding these things while you're davening, so obviously we're discussing Shemone Esrei. You shouldn't be holding anything during Shemone Esrei. But the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies by Shema and Pesukei Zimra. And by Shema and Pesukei Zimra, you shouldn't be holding something in your hand. Mishnah Berurah also goes on to say that Bedi'evet, if you were holding something in your hand, Bedi'evet, you don't have to repeat Shemone Esrei or Shema or whatever you did. It's just, again, for the reason that we said, it's going to mess up your tefillah. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah says, of course, if you're holding one of these things and you know that because of whatever they may be, it will mess up your kavana for the first paragraph of Shemone Esrei, for avos, so then you definitely shouldn't be holding them at all. But bedi'evet, again, in most cases, it's okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah also gets into cases that you're probably aware of where we do hold something. Now we'll get into more in a second, but for example, Shas and Varchim, right? The Chazan holds the Sefer Torah when he says Misha Asan Nisim Lavo Seinu, right? So he's holding it then. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's okay. Why? We have to go further in the Machaber. So the Machaber continues, the lulav bismano. If you're holding a lulav, Sukkot time, right? We're not talking about you're holding a lulav Chanukah time, right? A lulav in its proper time, mutar le'achoz biyado, you're allowed to hold that. Why? Kivan she'achiza biyado hi mitzvah, because since when you're holding the lulav, hopefully Sukkot time, is a mitzvah, eino nitrad bishvilo. So therefore, it doesn't mess up your kavana because that's a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing applies by the chazan holding the Sefer Torah when he's doing Rosh Chodesh benching. Because, right? You're holding it so to get people to stand up and so people focus and people to pay attention. So therefore, it's not a problem. But there is a very another very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, brings down the Berakhei Yosef, that it's usher to hold a child in your hands while you're davening. You see this a lot. Yeah, now, besides all the other reasons that we make people aware of not to bring children into shul, which there are many, but again, here we see, you're not supposed to be holding anything in your hand while you're davening. So again, I think everyone would understand, it's very hard to concentrate on davening, no matter what, even not shmoneh esrei, any davening, if you have a kid in your hand.
What are the reasons, some of the reasons for bringing a child into the shul?
There are no good reasons.
You mean for not bringing or for
bringing? Here, Baruch Hashem, it's less common. But again, you see, somebody was talking to me. Don't come here anymore because we don't allow strollers with children into the shul and during davening. They since came back. But they said the shul that they were going to, they allowed the strollers in. Okay. We'll go leave that aside in the meantime. Just to finish off, now the last question is, we had a bunch of examples of things you're not allowed to hold. A knife. Because obviously a person's scared, maybe you'll drop the knife and it might land somewhere that might be a little painful. Money, you don't want to drop money. The tefillin, you don't want to drop that, right? So those. So the question obviously is, how about other things? It seems from the halacha that the things you're not allowed to hold are things that are maybe dangerous or things that you'd be upset if they fell. But let's say something else. Let's say anything else. Yeah, if it fell, it wouldn't be such a big deal. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlokas about that. He says that the first opinion is that it's only things that are mentioned in the halacha. We just mentioned that because of the various reasons we discussed. But then he brings down a yesh omrim that says, no, these are just examples. Things that are common for a person to hold. You know, a person might want to hold a sefer or something like that while they're davening. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the second opinion that says it applies to anything. You shouldn't be holding anything while you're davening. And he says that is the opinion of the Taz, that you shouldn't be holding anything during davening. Okay, so tomorrow we'll get into the obvious question on this. Exactly. How about a sitter? How about holding a sitter during davening? How about that for an example? Especially according to this opinion we just said, if you're not allowed to hold anything, so anything needs a sitter too. A sitter's a thing. And especially we said Sifrei HaKodesh you can't hold. All right, so how about a sitter or a machzer or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So Amir Hashem, that and other things. B'li Neder. We'll touch on B'li Neder tomorrow.